Good evening. I will call the City of Palmer Regular City Council Meeting, January 23rd at 7 p.m. to order. Madam Clerk, would you take the roll?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. Councilmember Pete LaFrance.
Here.
Councilmember Brad Hansen.
Here.
Councilmember David Fuller.
Here.
Councilmember Sabrina Combs.
Here.
Councilmember Steve Carrington is absent. He's ill, yes, so we'll need to get excused or unexcused. And then Deputy Mayor Richard Best.
Here.
Mayor Edna DeVries.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay. Next item, you stand, please. And Councilman LaFrance, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The next item on our agenda is the approval of the agenda, and the clerk has asked that item 1A, the February 7th Joint City Council and Board of Economic Development meeting minutes be pulled. There was some draft minutes that were included and not the minutes that had been approved, so when we approve the agenda, it'll be without that item. And then also, if we could approve Steve's absence from the City Council. So what is the wishes of the Council?
With the suggested minutes.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Deputy Mayor Best and seconded by Council Member Fuller that the agenda be approved with the removal of the February 7th, 2017 minutes, the approval of excusing Councilman Carrington. Any objections, comments, questions from the council? Okay, all those in favor, please say yes.
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 All those in opposition, please say no. The yeses have it, and our agenda has been approved. Under the next item of our agenda is our communications and appearance requests. Can you remember from last year? You okay? Okay. Do you want to read along with me? Can you? Okay. This is a proclamation, and what we did this year with the proclamation is that it goes on and on. We will publicly announce and talk to you every year, but if for some reason we forget it, it's no good.
Perfect.
Okay. Whereas Kawasaki disease, also known as KD, is a serious illness characterized by inflammation of blood vessels throughout the body, primarily affecting young children, and can lead to permanent heart disease and can cause devastating consequences, including lifelong aneurysms, stent placements, heart transplants, skin disorders, and childhood anxiety. And whereas the KD Foundation recognizes the KD awareness each day on the year on January 26th. And whereas KD, the number one cause of permanent heart disease in children, is diagnosed in approximately 4,000 to 5,000 U.S. children annually, primarily under the age of 8, across racial, ethnic, and social economic lines. And whereas the American Heart Association, the World Heart Federation, and the National Institute of Health recognize the need for proper and timely diagnosis, education, and treatment of KD. And whereas the lack of knowledge, combined with the issue that symptoms can disappear, has a particularly detrimental effect on the diagnosis and treatment of KD. And whereas the lack of public knowledge and understanding of the disease plays a significant role in the overwhelming numbers of undiagnosed and untreated cases of KD and the dissimulation of inadequate, misleading information contributes to the obstacles preventing diagnosis and treatment of the disease. Now, therefore, it is proclaimed by myself, the mayor, and the City Council of the City of Palmer, do recognize the need for heightened KD awareness, and we encourage all of our citizens to gain a better understanding of this disease and declare every year hereafter, January 26th, as KD Awareness Day in the City of Palmer. There you go. And did you get a pin last year?
I don't think she did.
Okay. There, we have two different kinds, and we'll give you one of each. How about that?
The next item on our agenda is a quarterly report from the Airport Advisory Commission, and I see our chair and our vice chair are both here. Are both of you going to come up, or just one? Okay. Well, you know the drill. Turn on the mic. And
good evening. I'm John Lee. I'm the chair of your Airport Advisory Commission, and I'm here to give you a quarterly update, which is of the goings-on at the airport. And you should have a bullet list in your handouts there that gives the accomplishments of the 2017 and where we're planning to go in 2018, complete with all the minutia. But I'm not going to cover each of those unless you want to ask a specific question about one of them. Feel free to open that up. But for now, I'll just try to cover the high points. 2017 was a banner year for the airport. A lot got done thanks to Frank Kelly. Did a great job of pulling a lot of markers to get things going in the right direction. Very successful construction project on runway 1634, and we got a new extension to the south ramp, and we've got new parking arrangements and a lot of major points. We also got two new lessees that are both under construction in various stages, and so a lot has been done. As we go into 2018, we won't have as dramatic of a build out because, as you know, everything with the FAA is kind of a serial process. You have to have environmental reports before you have other things, and it just moves one step at a time. Also, I should mention too, we did get the airport mostly renamed. I say mostly because it isn't quite done yet. It requires another FAA action to get the correct terminology, but we should have that soon. But anyway, going on to 2018, we have about 9 lease lots, small lease lots that are north of the east-west runway, which we are going to try to get leased. And we are still kind of landlocked on leasing the bigger parcels on the south side of the east-west runway because we need the taxiway November that you've heard so much of, and that's a $5 or $6 million project, and it will be 2021 at the earliest before that could actually reach fruition. There's a lot of money in that, a lot of matching funds, that's part of what we want to do is ask you if we're on the right track toward pursuing that. Is that where we want to go, or do we want to do lesser things? There are some other things we're looking into. We've looked into them over the last couple of years, not too successfully, but electrification of tie downs is one of them, but we run into a cost problem on everything. Frank is looking into wind barriers, same thing, it's a cost problem. We issued a request for of expression of interest for contractors and developers to build T-hangers, and that fell on its face. They basically told us that there was no way they could make money with that. So we're kind of hung up on those small items, and there really isn't anything where we get an instant gratification for spending the money, and that's where we've got to see where you want us to go, you know, and what we should, kinds of things we should work on and what kinds of things we shouldn't, because I think it's mostly a budget constrained issue. And so having said that, are there any questions on any of those bullets? Would you like an elaboration on any of it? Frank Kelly, by the way, has offered to take any one of you, since he can drive on the runway and he's the only one in the city that can do that. He'll take anyone on a tour, and getting a visual on it makes it make a lot more sense than just hearing the words. So for some of the new council people, that might be something that want to take him up on. So
are there questions or comments from the council? Well, while they are deciding it, I just, on behalf of the council as well as myself and the citizens of Palmer, we know that Frank has done a lot since we've hired him, and we're very pleased with that. But we know also that he works with a very good board, and a board that spends a lot of time helping him and being his eyes and ears on the ground. And so please relay to the board our thanks also for this banner year that we've had for looking, wrapping up the projects that we still have pending and laying some projects out for the next 3 or 4 years.
So I'll certainly do that, and yes, we do have a good program.
You do.
Very energized, and they spend a lot of time. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we had to reschedule the January 30th. We had four of them on the state, and I couldn't get the cell phone connection on any of them.
Yeah. I know you worked hard on that, and I appreciate that effort. Thank you very, very much. But January in Alaska makes people scatter it sometimes.
Well, if there's nothing here tonight, we check with you from time to time.
Okay.
As we get into things, it seems that the university is true that they cost more in front than they yield out back. And everybody wants these things. One of the things that we do have to deal with this year, we had a little wake-up call in October and November, was the security issues.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don't know exactly how it was perpetrated, but there was enough of it to cause an alarm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to have to be a joint city and effort, you know, the city
right.
to do the whole thing. Electrified gates are expensive, they're $20,000 to $30,000 at least, and cameras that need to be near power sources that need to be on the building.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to, we've had one meeting that was fairly successful with stakeholders on this, and again, now we have to just work together and actually implement it into a plan and get commitments from people to do their part. We definitely have to pay a lot more attention to the security. The police do a great job, but they can't be there all the time.
Right, right.
And that guy seemed to learn pretty quickly when the chip changes are. So.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Yeah, so, and I'm sure Frank and Nate will keep us abreast of when the next neighborhood watch is and, you know, as you're progressing with that. So we appreciate your efforts on that behalf also. Thank you. Yes, right. Yes, I understand that. Yeah, you're right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. I guess that's it. Thanks, Jim. Okay, the next item on our agenda is reports, and sir, we're ready for you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So this is the data analysis from December. It's not a year-end roll-up. We'll have that for you in February. So again, this is just for the month of December as compared to November here in January. So put your caps on, go back a couple of months. The first piece is the police department. Calls were up a little bit in December, which is probably about right. The call breakdown, a little higher in traffic because it was seemed to be relatively quiet. Allows the officers to do those things. Checks were down a little bit. Citizen assistance was down a little bit. Yeah, but those are generally based on requests, not something that we just go out and do. Although when they see it, they do it. But those are generally request-based type items. Moving on to the fire department, we've changed the format last month, so we'll continue with the pie chart. We'll refine how the numbers compare and eventually get rid of that bottom paragraph. But calls were up in December from 46 in November, and the bulk of that was in rescues. Fire calls were up by one, but rescues were up by 8 calls. When you put it in perspective, 53 calls total. Not a lot going on. But for that department, that's a good thing. Moving on to the library.
Yes, Deputy Mayor Best.
Could you explain what good intent call is?
That's to the mayor. That's when someone calls. They think that something. They see smoke somewhere or somebody in distress, and they want to respond. There's no need for anybody. So it was a good intention, but it's not a false alarm either. So that's how that's categorized.
What constitutes the difference between a good intent and false alarm?
False alarm are generally technical. They're alarms that actually go off. So this would be a phone call from someone, a 911 call, or flag down a fire truck because our fire trucks are out quite a bit with a reserve force. So that's what the difference between those two is.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
The library statistics, just as overall in all our programs, slightly up. with the time off in the from schools, we think that that would be up a little bit more. But again, a lot goes on in December besides being out of school. So building compliance numbers, December is typically not a big month because snow covers a lot of stuff. We're still out and about, but typically not a lot goes on in December. There is a separate handout for the building report. The November report was in the packet, December wasn't. So there's a separate handout for December. Permits still continue through the month of December, but when we look down at the very bottom, the year-to-date comparison, 2017, this is a roll-up for the entire year. Still, the number of actual building permits are in the 90s. Not a big difference between, when you look at it from the worst year, we're tied for the worst year at 92, and the highest year of 119 building permits. So about 20 is the spread. It is significant activity, but when you look overall, there's still significant activity that goes on in Palmer, even in the down years. The valuation, we were the ninth year out of 10, the last 10 years in actual valuation. If you want to play the numbers with inflation, it's probably a worse in the terms of dollars, but again, there is activity in the city of Palmer, so it wasn't a bad year after all in all. The last piece is the golf course. There's a typo on the green fees. For December, we didn't have $5,000 in green fees, and I don't have what the actual number is, but my guess is it's close to $75 or $80. There was no data for December of 16 because the course wasn't open at all last year, so we had 5 extra days this year to try and make up for the cold summer. And then again, we'll have a roll-up for you for next time. But we were open for a couple of days this year in December. George had a couple of Christmas sales. Our merchandise sales was up significantly from the previous month. And then if you compare it to last year, again, 7,000 is better than zero. Other items not on the report. The assembly meeting last week had a couple of items that had a lot of interest or some interest. The first one was the memorandum of understanding with Alaska DEC and the EPA, federal EPA. Had a lot of folks there for testimony on air quality. In the end, the assembly voted not to update the MOU, so it will be interesting to see how that plays out. When you don't play with DEC and EPA, sometimes it can be rather painful, and that was brought up that Palmer was an example of fighting the DEC and then playing well in the sandbox with all together, and they hoped that the borough wouldn't have to experience that, but in the end, they didn't agree to cooperate. I shouldn't say cooperate. They didn't agree to update the MOU. So my guess is the DEC and the EPA will probably come back a little harder like they've done in Fairbanks, and all of us in the borough may suffer some of those consequences. And again, it's for air quality. There's a station in Palmer. There's a station in Palmer by the ball fields and has never reached or exceeded the air quality limits. There's only one other monitor, and that's in the Butte, and it's exceeded the air quality several times. And that's really what it comes down to. But if DEC and EPA require attainment, it applies to the entire borough and not just one locality. So that's kind of what's in play right now. So more to come on that one as the manager, Moosey, has to work through the administrative portion and come back to the assembly with some type of solution. The second one was the bag tax. The assembly member Doty requested that be postponed indefinitely, but did mention that it may be brought back to the assembly as a tax, or not a tax initiative, as a question for the voters on whether or not to ban it in the borough. So it's not dead, but the tax portion of it appears to be dead at this point. And I believe that Councilmember LaFrance asked for us to have that as a discussion issue later in February, so that'll be the opportunity for the city to weigh in on one way or the other. On another note, I reviewed the draft website that's been under works for a couple of months. Seems like about 6 months, but the actual work on it started in late October. Its functionality seems to be a huge improvement from what we've seen. It'll have a different look and feel. It'll still have a Palmer picture. Part of the graphics, I asked it not to be graphics intensive, but to be functional. But what they've done is they're going to make the graphics behind it, basically the photo, something that we can change rather easily with input from photos from citizens that have pictures of Palmer. So that was one piece on how it looks that will be rather interactive. The staff will start reviewing it next week, testing to see how it works, to make sure that all the migration of information on our old site gets onto the new site. And then if that seems to be working, then we'll preview it publicly a little later. And then once we've determined that it's working the way we want it to, we'll have a 90-day period, and we'll have both sites up and running. The old site will have a message to go to the new site, but the information on the old site will still be there. And I know that was a concern of a citizen who frequents Palmer's council meetings quite often when he reported on other cities that were migrating their sites and didn't leave their web pages up long enough for people to understand that there was a change. But we are moving to a new domain. So instead of cityofpalmer.org, it will match our email, which is palmerak.org. So there won't be any confusion when folks type in things. They get Palmer, Massachusetts. And if you pull up Palmer, Massachusetts, you'll see that their website looks very similar to ours. because we both have the same contractor, apparently. So it'll match our email, which is a good simple thing to remember when folks are see your email. Then they can type in www and they can get to our webpage. So that'll be another improvement I think we'll see. So I'm anticipating that the old site will be down right before Colony Days, and we'll have one new site for folks to see, and we can pass that along at that time. Also last week we had the employee wellness blood testing. We had 31 participants this year. It was down by two. It's still open where folks can go locally to have their blood drawn. All the individuals have received their results. The city will receive the citywide assessment based on those results sometime in February. Once I get that, I'll share it with the council like I did last year, so you see get an assessment for the health of our workforce. In the weeks ahead, there's a question.
Sorry, I'm running a bit behind. I was distracted by the Palmer, Massachusetts website. Are we keeping the cityofpalmer.org domain just to, like, to put a redirect in to make sure people get bounced to the right page?
We don't own that, so that was the other reason we're moving. We'll negotiate on trying to obtain that, but if it's too cost prohibitive, then we won't. There's a couple other Palmer sites that are out there that we'll probably purchase the rights to for less than $9 for 3 years. So we'll try to capture as many as we can that pertain to Palmer, Alaska, that being one that we may not be able to do. But, yeah, it's something we considered. But.
Yes.
How long of an overlap, though, will we have? How long will we be able to keep the cityofpalmer.org so that it redirects?
Right now, it's through the end of the year. We'll have it available. I don't want to keep it public more than 90 days, but we'll still have access to it internally. Any other questions? In the future, for the next couple of weeks, since we have 2 weeks between meetings, I think, I'll be attending the Alaska Smart Communities Forum in Anchorage. It's a forum was organized by the borough and the Muni to share ideas. They invited Palmer and Wasilla to participate. They have it in the valley and then the Anchorage every other time. This next go around, they're going to talk about GIS sharing or the GEO portal. We'll get some updates from Anchorage as they some of the initiatives that they're doing there, street lighting and garbage collection. And then there'll also be a report from the state on FirstNet, which is a first responders net that's it's a nationwide project that Alaska has signed up to do in the next 5 years. So we'll get some information on that. And then the following week, Public Works Director and I will be attending a grant writing seminar at the Anchorage Pacific University. It's a two-day seminar, networking, and also to try and be able to write grants for something other than state and federal, so we can pursue other things besides the standard grants we've been getting that are starting to dry up. So that's all I have for tonight.
Further questions, comments to the city manager? Everybody okay? Alrighty. The next item on our agenda is the city clerk's report.
I don't have anything at this time.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Yes. Got back in the office 3 hours ago.
Well, you couldn't tell. You seemed like you're right up to speed. So welcome back. Okay, the next item is my report. Some changes on the report since I have written it. The meeting on the commuter railroad study group has not set a meeting yet. Mayor Cottle would like to have one before the end of the month, but There hasn't been any notices that I'm aware of, and so we have not met yet on that. The January 15th mayor-manager meeting that we thought the Council Office of Japan was going to be here, they canceled that day. They will now be here on February 15th, and instead of going to Houston, since they have an event at Colony Schools, we're going to meet at Colony Schools that day instead of going to Houston. I will not be going to Alaska Municipal League. Richard will, as deputy mayor, go to attend the mayor's meeting, and I know he'll do a fine job. I did see where February 1st is the celebration of Pat Lawton's 100th birthday, and so maybe they're going to do something at seniors that day from 11 until 1 o'clock, so I will be attending that. They're going to have something, I think, also at the Log Church for her. And just something we should probably honor her with. I know she's already, I believe, already gotten a key to the city and been Citizen of the Year, but just to have something nice to give to her. So we will do that. So that's all that I have for my report. Anybody have any questions or comments on my report? Okay, alrighty. The next item is the city attorney's report. As you can see, he's not here. He is, we believe, is available on the phone. So if we come to something and we do have a question, we'll just take a little bit brief at ease and have the clerk call him. And unless somebody else would like to handle it some other way, everybody okay with that? Okay. Alrighty, the next item on our agenda is audience participation. Anyone in the audience is welcome to come forth and talk to the council. 3 minutes if you're representing yourself, 5 minutes if you're representing a group. Audience participation is now open.
Good evening, I'm Ken Moore. I'm co-owner of Fly Around Alaska here on the airport, and I just wanted to bounce back to the invitation that that John gave for Frank to give you an idea of what occurred on the airport by vehicle this summer. I actually feel like a proud father. As you know, we are a training institution that does between 8,000 and 10,000 landings a year on that airport, so the improvements have been a real boon in terms of our capabilities and what we're able to offer our training environment out there. In that sense, I would like to extend an invitation to all of the council members. A bird's eye view is worth 1,000 words. I would be more than happy if you haven't seen the airport from the air. It's something to witness, and I would suggest that maybe this spring or even on a cold, clear day this winter, if you would like to give me a call, I would be more than happy to arrange a ride for you to get out and actually see what kind of an asset we have in our own backyard. So with that, thank you very much, and I'll look forward to your call.
Good. And thank you for your service.
Thank you.
And take them up on it.
Very serious.
My name is Mike Malevsky, and I'm appearing once again to give you an update on just what's been happening with your money. $1,300 thereabouts was provided on a project that I've described, essentially a video project, and I'm happy to say that today lady came in and presented us with a check for $1,700, which completed the amount that we needed in order to proceed along and pay for the software, etc. So we're feeling pretty good. This was sourced from MEA. MEA has a separate entity, which is their charitable foundation, and we made application to that group, and they funded us. So they think it's a good idea. We've been training, and we've been getting ready to do a first example. And many of you know that there have been a number of untold stories presentations. The next one will move back to the depot. It'll be on the 28th. And so we plan to be there. We've as a radio station, we have broadcast those and recorded them and shared them, and they've been shared up at KTNA in Talkeetna. There are people up there that were interested, so they've rebroadcast those as well. This time, I've talked to the organizers and said, as we had mentioned, in addition to looking at the meetings that happen, committee meetings and so on, we would also look for other events such as this. So that's going to be one that we'll do. We will also broadcast it, stream it, record it, but we'll also use the playbill that's presented to identify the seven people that are telling stories, so that as you later on, presumably you'll all want to be there, or most of you in the audience, these events are great, but if you want to go back and check, or for some reason you haven't been there, you'll be able to go and look at that story, listen to it in a variety of different ways. And I think it'll give a good idea about just how powerful this is. I've just spoke with briefly and informally with two members of the Airport Advisory Group, and they meet at the end of February. And I hope to be able to have examples again, because they all use this facility. So everything that we would do to do a similar kind of thing with Planning Commission or any of those boards will give you a good flavor. And certainly I would like to, at the time we have, do a presentation at the next council meeting showing you the kinds of things we've done to that point. Short, takes about 2 or 3 minutes to do it. And lastly, I'd still recommend that if you haven't done this, go to the Eugene, Oregon website. We've been talking about a new website. They have a pretty good website down there. I cruise websites fairly frequently, and they, of course, have demonstrated all of this with the archived meetings that occur there, et cetera, and you get a good flavor of just the power of what we're suggesting. So I appreciate your contribution, and we really look forward to what we're doing. It's a very exciting project. Thank you.
Anyone else from the audience that would like to come forth and address the council on any subject? Okay, seeing no one, count of the audience participation is now closed. The next item on our agenda is a public hearing on action memorandum number 18-007, directing the city clerk to notify the state of Alaska of the city council's statement of non-objection to liquor license number 4336 for Fred Meyer Stores Incorporated, located at 535 West Evergreen Avenue. The public hearing for action memorandum number 18-007 is now open. Anyone can come forth and testify on this subject to the council. Does the council have any objections to me closing the public hearing? Okay, the public hearing on action memorandum number 18-007 is now closed. What is the council's wishes?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Deputy Mayor Best and seconded by Council Member Fuller that action memorandum number 18-007 be approved. Discussion, comments, amendments by the council? Yes, sir?
Madam Mayor, yes. I guess it would be a question of the clerk. Have there been any information sent in that we don't have available to us tonight? Any letters from the public or anybody complaining?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. No, I've received no communication since publishing the packet, or since getting it prepared, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Further questions or comments? Okay. All those in favor of approving action memorandum number 18-007, please say yes.
Yes.
Those opposed, say no. The yeses have it, and action memorandum number 18-007 has been approved. The next item on our agenda is a public hearing on action memorandum number 18-008, directing the city clerk to notify the state of Alaska the city council's statement of non-objection to the liquor license number 1194 for the Caribou's Lounge, located at 606 South Alaska Street. The public hearing on action memorandum 18-008 is now open. Anyone can come forth and address the council on this item. Does the Council have any objections to closing the public hearing? The public hearing on Action Memorandum 18-008 is now closed. What is the wishes of the council?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Deputy Mayor Best and seconded by Councilman Fuller that Action Memorandum number 18-008 be approved. Discussion, amendments, questions by the council?
Same question of the clerk.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And no, there has been no communication, comments, or phone calls received from the public regarding this matter.
Okay. Any further questions, comments, amendments by the council? Okay. All those in favor of Action Memorandum number 18-008, please say yes.
Yes.
Those opposed, say no. The yeses have it. Action Memorandum 18-008 has been approved. The next item on our agenda is Action Memorandum number 18-001, accepting the wayfinding report and committee input. Would you like to have a staff report before you take action? Okay, sir, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So a little bit of history on this. It goes back to 2016 when we awarded a bid to the contractor. And part of that was also to establish the wayfinding committee to provide input and also to review some of the background information. So what we have now is the report from the contractor. There's a lot of information here, some of it outside the scope of the actual contract, and some of it probably far beyond what the city action the city would ever take as far as wayfinding. So rather, my request is rather than approve this as a plan, that the council accept this as a report, the information that's there, the citizen input that's been provided. And then as we get ready to implement signage throughout the city, the city will use this as a guideline for future signs. And so that's why you have the entire packet and with the language of accepting rather than approving this as a plan. If there's any specific questions, I'll attempt to answer those as well.
Okay. Is there action the council would like to take, or do you have questions addressed to the city manager?
Well, Madam Mayor, I would move that we would accept this plan as it's been presented with the onus that it's not taking of any action, because there are some good bits in this, but I don't think I could agree with all of it, so...
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. It's been moved by Deputy Mayor Best and seconded by Councilman Hansen that the report be accepted. Is that the correct term that you recommended? Okay. Okay. Discussion? Anybody want to discuss? Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. I mean, I have some discussion. And you know, certainly I like the idea of branding the city of Palmer and identifying a lot of things that they kind of outline in this plan. To me, like the manager says, there's a lot of things in this, and they may have taken it beyond the scope of what they're supposed to do. But, you know, I think that we need to continue to pursue this in the respect that I think that the Parks Group needs to get this plan. I think that they need to think about and talk about the placement and the final kind of idea of signage, you know. I think did you have this included in our packet for the purpose of this, or who had this included?
Go ahead, sir.
That was included when we did the airport sign. The wayfinding report wasn't done. We had some initial sketches, but we didn't want to hold up the airport. So that was just an example of what the administration has already done as far as signs in the city. We have the MTA Event Center, which has a huge sign out front. The golf course has a sign. They're similar, but they're the only two in the city that are like that, and they were both very expensive. I don't see us doing anything like that again. So this was just provided. The one from the airport was just provided as another example of how we might craft in the future signs.
So you're right. They are expensive. Those were kind of to signify our recreational facilities in the city, our golf course and an ice rink. And the idea was that was the branding for the sports element of it. The idea with the front one out front, which was purchased by, I believe, PETA was a part of that. And that's an expensive sign too, but those were kind of the gateway signs. So I love the idea of branding the city, you know, identifying public assets, identifying business routes and those kind of thing, recreational facilities. And I think we need to continue to pursue this. What I would like to see this done is I don't know what the expense of some of these signs are, but it looks like they're pretty expensive. I think if we can find some way to economically brand and provide signage within the city, that we need to pursue this. Because, you know, the worst thing in the world that we do as a council is commission reports and then let them sit. So if we're not going to use reports, I don't think we should spend the money at all. Let's just not spend the money. Let's just, whoever gave it to us, we'll give it back as a Christmas present or something. But so, I mean, I think we need to brand ourselves. I think we need to identify things around the city that are important, whether they're public safety facilities, whether they're, you know, the institutional facilities, whether they're borough, the state, whatever. But I do think this needs work, and I think it needs serious consideration and continue with it, but it has to be something that we can afford to implement, because I think it's a fantastic addition to the city if we can pull it off, but I don't think we can afford this. So
yes, let's move the friends.
Yeah, I completely agree with Brad in regards to that. We do need to brand ourselves, and we do need to come up with a coherent identity that folks in the streets can see and understand. And I think this is a first step to that, as long as if we do what Councilman Hansen recommended and actually follow this report. And I hate the idea of just having another report that we sit on and don't do anything with. So I think I would challenge the manager and challenge the staff of the city to implement what you can in terms of this sign design and continue this aesthetic as we expand our sign offerings. And I think one thing that was important from this report that I liked was it opened my eyes a little bit to someone coming in who had never been to Palmer before would need signs for. And I think we also need to think about it as we roll ourselves out more holistically as a tourist destination, what those folks would need.
Yes, Councilman Combs?
I also think I agree with both of my colleagues here, but I also think that we need to look at the timeline of the road, the Glen Highway being changed, because that's going to change the way that people get into Palmer. Mm-hmm. And so we need to make sure that we're on a timeline that fits with the road being changed so that people aren't just bypassing Palmer. You know, that the V that comes into Palmer there by the Welcome to Palmer sign is going to change. And so it's going to be especially important to make sure people are finding their way into Palmer and not just passing us by on the Glen.
Okay. Further questions or comments? I'm sorry.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just caveat on that last comment. I went to this meeting last year when they introduced the ideas. It was the Parks and Rec Crab meeting. But there's a timeline, I think, on this, if I'm not mistaken, that DOT is going to use whatever we kind of give them as a template when they build the ones they're responsible for wayfinding. So if we don't have a template to give them, then it's going to be just a blue sign like it is all over the state of Alaska. And so I think we're kind of in a crunch is to maybe throw an idea at them that they're going to pay for that we could follow up on later. But, I mean, I understand the whole thing about we need to, you know, do this fiscally, but whatever DOT puts up, if we don't tell them what to do, then they're just going to throw the first thing they have, which is a standard blue sign, and we're stuck with it.
Okay. Well, here, Deputy Mayor Best. No? I'm sorry. Are you through, sir?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
No? Oh, go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mayor. So there are things that are coming up. In our budget discussions, we set aside money in our parks budget for signage for our parks. So that's the first piece, the internal piece the city will do. We'll put up signs at our parks that are all the same. So when you come to a city park, it's got a city sign. And we'll use this as a guideline for that. And then the second piece is the DOT portion. The DOT, we've been working with DOT, and the Welcome to Palmer sign that's on page 60, on page 60, that sign will remain. It's being reused, so that's not going to change. So they're not. So the the gateway to Palmer DOT, they're just going to move it, they're going to reuse it, and they're going to embed it in the retaining wall. There are other signs along the highway that they will put in, again, based on guidance from Public Works and the city manager on what those look like, and again, using this as a guidance. But they won't build fancy design. It's just the state just doesn't do that. So when folks say, yeah, the state's agreed to put in signs for us, it's not the mountaintop sign, it's not the it's not the fireweed sign. It's the signs we want to say where to go, with potentially some changes to what they are, but they're not gonna veer off and make it a scenic byway. Only Palmer has these special signs in the state. So that's the other piece we have to be careful with. It's they are gonna work with us on what signs go up. And it may be a blue sign, but there may be more blue signs to where we want them to go, as opposed to the three that are out there right now. So when DOT says, yeah, we're working the city, we'll do what they want, that comes with some caveats. So those are the two things that we're working on immediately this year, is the Glen Highway project, to make sure that we identify what we want signs to point to, and if they'll take guidance on particular colors, versus green versus blue versus brown, because they mean different things in signage for state highways, federal highways, they will do those for us. But to have the little mountain on top, that is not something that they'll do. So it's they'll do signs for Palmer, like they do everywhere else. Now, it's wayfinding. Those are wayfinding, but they're not the Palmer sign that they're going to put up there. So even if we want to put these signs up, which we do, the gateway signs, have to go through the state for permission on rights of ways, or we have to work with private property owners to lease a chunk of ground. So just because we have an identified sign doesn't mean we can start planting them everywhere. I think the borough already owns the Copper Root property at the very entrance to the city on the old Glen. They're very amenable to letting us put signs up, so long as it's not on the highway right away, but on that property. So that helps open up space there. We've got the sign at the gateway on the new Glen. We don't have property, but we're working to try and do something on the water tower, but there's this pesky little law about billboards in Alaska, and that has been determined to be a billboard if we do that on the water tower. So we're still working through that on how to do those sorts of things. So again, it's a long process. There's more to it than just having a sign. We got to plant the sign somewhere. So immediately, to answer the question is, parks are first. We already put money aside for those, and then identifying a concept for wayfinding on what we want to point to for DOT. So that's what we're doing this year. And then again, I don't think we stop. We just have to budget for the out years. Once we get the park signs done, okay, let's tackle city buildings. Maybe we can do that this year. We're gonna do the parking lot. Great time to do a sign for City Hall. Maybe it points to something else when we get the parking lot done. So again, it's not something I wanna shelve. I agree that we gotta quit spending money on plans. We have enough plans on the shelf. Let's get money that we can use for doing stuff, and this grant unfortunately wasn't written to do stuff with, so that's how we got to this place.
Any questions or comments by the council?
Madam Mayor.
Yes.
and I will be a little bit of a voice of dissension with my colleagues. The reason why I was saying that it's best to accept this as presented, versus it being directive and then us taking action or allowing the manager to just go off and take this report as direction as to how we might do things, is aesthetically I can agree with these concepts, but when you start to look at the map of where all these signs might go down, and then you look at some of the other areas as how they were, the districts were kind of carved up, which it has nothing to do with our planning and zoning or anything. And then you can find areas to take argument with many of these locations. So that's part of the issue that I had. And then you get into the destination where it has little imagery showing different things going on, and they have history and art and agriculture and events. Well, some of those things are obvious. Agriculture, I get it. It's a farm. But when you get into something like where it says arts, well, there's a little picture of the wine walk. Well, that's an event. And so you can split hairs with lots of this stuff that's in here. But I think the general intent was good. It also gets into ascertaining the condition of some of our walkways and all that kind of stuff. And I think that was way outside of the scope of what this was originally supposed to be. So that's why I would hope that we just accept the report. And then each project, like the manager said, as they go forward, if there's something that is germane to what the original intent of this is, and we want to do our signage of our parks, well, this gives some guidelines, and then they can present to us for final approval as we go forward. So, but I appreciate the effort of the folks that were involved in this.
Okay. Further questions or comments by city council?
I don't know how that descended, but I'm gonna. I'll clarify what I think then maybe because I really think that this is a good thing for Palmer, and I think we need to pursue it. Mm-hmm. I do think this plan is not real, a little more academic than I would appreciate in my opinion. Like the labeling of the districts. As Richard said, you know, we have a downtown district. Just call it a downtown district. We have a historical district that's on the register. Call it the district on the register. You know, I think we need to start with that area. That's where tourists go. Like Pete identified, and I don't really want to get into a huge discussion about this, but, you know, Pete identified there's in this plan identified there's two people that need to be visitors that are out of state, out of area. And then people come in that want recognition of where they're going to go in the city. Those are the two people that are identified that need help. And I think that the Parks Group ought to bite off one of them and start working on some type of plan for implementing signs for downtown the tourists, for instance. I think that this is a wonderful gateway sign, and I think this needs to be our model for gateway. And this is what we have. You know, so I think we do need to, if it's accepted, that's fine with me. But I really would like to see us continue down this path, because I think it's darn important. Because I think we can be a visitor community. We can be a recreational hub for this community, with people going around and hiking and biking and going flight seeing out of the airport. You know, this is a wonderful place with great potential, and I think that we need to maximize that by signage and getting that started.
Further questions or comments? Okay. The motion before you is to accept action memorandum number 18-009. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Those opposed, say no. The motion passes. The next item on our agenda is Action Memorandum 18-010, authorizing an extension of the temporary building for Lazy Mountain Enterprises, LLC, on the property located at 561 East Steel Loop, Palmer, Alaska, until December 31st, 2018. Would you like manager's report, or are you ready to make a motion? You want to report? Okay. All right. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. What I'll do is a quick overview of action memorandums 010, 011.
Good idea.
013. Should be at 012. So all these are a result of they've been sitting. Some have been approved in the past, but for the last 2 years we've been holding them for one reason or another, really trying to see how that last action was going to unfold, where they wouldn't come to the council. But following our current code, these actions do come to the council, and you can take any various sorts of action on them. One is you can disapprove them, and the owners will have to move them or complete their plans. You can approve them as written for a year. You can approve them for any length of period beyond that, or you can approve them permanently, so you don't have to see these again. So there's different things you can do. So in particular, these four, they're in various parts of the city, but primarily in our business park and in industrial areas. And then there's one that's Perk Up, which is in the commercial lot by the state building. So the first one, which is Lazy Mountain Enterprises in the business park, And that was, it's listed as a temporary facility while they erect a new office shop. You can see this was dated 2015, so 2 years ago. They expected to have the new building ready by early 2017. They're not quite there yet, and I don't know if they've actually started construction at all or anything. So to make things, get things back into compliance, that's why this is before you tonight. There's a picture in a separate handout of what that facility looks like. There's no water and sewer to that building. There is electricity. So it is, in this case, still a temporary structure in their terms. The next one for MEA, both of those are, again, similar circumstances. They were put in place pending future construction. That hasn't happened yet. I think the intent is still there. Both of these buildings, though, do have sewer and water. And then the final one is PERCUP, which has been around for several years. And it's still considered temporary. Doesn't have water or sewer. They have water brought in, holding tanks, and it's hauled out. So it's, again, it's temporary in nature. So the word temporary and versus non-permanent, permanent. So this discussion is, one, the building itself, is it a type of structure that's permanent or non-permanent? And then temporary typically is, depending on what your definitions are, temporary is a time period in my mind. So how long do these facilities, as a temporary facility, we keep looking at it as being, it's going to move someday, or is it no longer temporary? It's going to stay there forever. So from the staff's point of view right now, I've recommended until we decide those things, definitions and what we're going to do, that you extend these for a year. However, so you've been here longer than I have. Maybe you want to do something different based on your historical perspective. So that option is there as well. But what this does, this gets it back to the council to review as per code if something's going to be in place for longer than 6 months, but maybe not forever, that you review those. As you can see by some of the background information, 2 years, 16 years. But you can take action either way you like. So unless there's specific questions about these buildings, that's a snapshot from the staff.
And when you make the motion, do you want to approve all of them in one motion, or do you want to take them separately? You want to take separately? Okay. Okay, so what is the council's wishes on action memorandum 18-010?
Move to approve, Madam Mayor.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that action memorandum 18-010 be approved. Discussion? Amendments?
Madam Mayor?
Yes. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I think this is a great discussion for us to have, in particular with this situation right here that we have with the Lazy Mountain Enterprise. They give us a very specific map. A reason, rationale behind it with a limited time. I think this is a perfect example of a temporary structure, how it was presented and what the intent is. But we also understand how economics and the economy of today might take effect on an individual or a community's need versus the economics of what's going on. And I can understand where something might have to be extended for a year or two. And I think that's where this council with planning and zoning and the body itself having a discussion over the next year, hopefully we'll be able to understand and define these things of what temporary is, whether it's the structure itself or if it's a time limit, like the manager was saying, for a set period of time. I think the next one, it will be an example of what the good intent was, and then here we are kicking the can down the road, and we don't seem to be doing anything different than continuing to have temporary approved. So I think this is, like I said, perfect example of what a temporary structure should be, so I hope to have this approved.
Okay. Further discussion, comments?
Yeah, yes. I think we do need also to define what these things are as well. You know, this is a temporary situation, you know, as defined by whomever is going to try to do this. But like in the case of one that's further down the agenda, PERCUP, I think that they need permanency. They may have a building that doesn't necessarily fit with what our building inspector would like for a foundation, but we in our code allow provisions to do it. And I think that they need to be able to have the ability to say, I need to conduct this business long term. I can't come here every year asking for you to say yes or no, whether I can continue to operate. I need some permanency to it. So I think there's two distinctions, and I think we need to adequately define those so businesses know which is which and they can do it. Our code says that if you're longer than 6 months, you come to city council for approval. Mm-hmm. To me, that means you come to city council that says, we're in or we're out. You know, are you going to allow this for longer than this period in this context, in this configuration and shape, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or do you not want this in your community? And so I think that that's what we need to decide, what our criteria is. And to me, that's always been the criteria with publics, with portable signs and portable buildings. And so, you know, I think that we need to have that definition. There was one other thing, but slipped. Mm-hmm. Huh? Oh, yes, thank you. He's reading my mind. And the other thing, too, is the... I think that, to me, this applies to two areas, commercial general and commercial limited. Outside of those districts, like in an industrial district or in the commercial district or probably even in the airport district, you know, if you come, you know, temporary buildings should be allowed. Maybe not the airport. I'm not so sure about the airport. But for sure, to me, in the industrial park, you know, ATCO trailers, you know, they're parked there, and they may or may not be used. So I think that's a distinction. And I know planning and zoning has this, and hopefully we get it back soon so we can dot our I's and all that. Okay.
Okay. Further questions or comments, City Council? Okay. The motion before you is to approve Action Memorandum 18-010. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Those opposed, say no. Yeses have it, and Action Memorandum Number 18-010 has been approved. The next item on our agenda is Action Memorandum 18-011, authorizing the extension of the temporary building for Matanuska Electric Association on the property located at 163 East Industrial Way, Palmer, Alaska, until December 31st, 2018. What is the wishes of the council?
Move to approve.
Okay. Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Councilman Hansen and seconded by Councilman Fuller that Action Memorandum 18-011 be approved. Discussion, amendments, questions? Yes.
I just want to disclose for this and the next Action Memorandum that I am an employee at MEA, but will not gain in any way if this is approved or denied.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions or comments?
Yes. Madam Mayor.
Yes, Deputy Mayor Basco.
And this is what I had reiterated, or what I had alluded to, excuse me. Here we have what was originally a temporary structure back in 2014, and that they were, they had stated the offices were necessary for more than 6 months. This will allow them, wrong paragraph. I apologize, I lost the text. There we go, last sentence. This will allow safe warm space until we can budget and build a permanent facility. So I understand, didn't get the funds, didn't get the project together. A couple years goes by, and here we are now, you know, 4 years after the fact, still with a temporary. So I guess this just leads more weight to that we need to have a discussion and to define this a little bit with a little more clarity.
Okay. Discussion. Council ready to vote? Okay. All those in favor of Action Memorandum 18-011, please say yes.
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 Those opposed, say no. Action Memorandum 18-011 has been approved. The next item on our agenda is Action Memorandum number 18-012, authorizing extension of the temporary building for Matanuska Electric Association on the property located at 1317 South Industrial Way, Palmer, Alaska, until December 31st, 2018. What is the wishes of the council?
Move to approve.
Okay. Okay, it's been moved by Councilman Fuller and seconded by Deputy Mayor Best that Action Memorandum 18-012 be approved. Discussion, comments by the members of the council?
Yes. Madam Mayor?
Yes.
And actually, this is germane to the photograph that is before us. And I don't know if it's a staff, if the manager would answer this, but just in the photograph there, I know that we have a sign limitation for structures based off of square footage, and I mean, I see three signs on the face of that structure. I'm 1 a.m. ahead. Yeah. This isn't for perk up. I apologize. I jumped.
Okay.
I'm at the perk up one.
Okay. Further discussion on Action Memorandum 18-012. All those in favor of Action Memorandum number 18-012, please say yes.
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 Aye.
Those opposed, say no. The yeses have it. Action Memorandum 18-012 has been approved. The next item on our agenda is Action Memorandum number 18-013, authorizing the extension of the temporary building for Perkup Espresso on the property located at 1800 South Glen Highway, Palmer, Alaska, until December 31st, 2018. What is the wishes of the council?
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Councilman Fuller and seconded by Deputy Mayor Best that Action Memorandum number 18-013 be approved. Discussion? You have a discussion? Yes, go
ahead, sir.
Thank
you, Madam Mayor. So based off of the photograph that was placed before us tonight on the table, showing the facilities of Perkup, and I know that they have quite a bit of signage on the front, and I don't know if that's within code, and would that make any changes to our approving this or not?
Do you know, sir?
Don't know. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I don't. As to the building, I don't know that that would have any pertain to the building itself. We'll examine the number of signs they have up. One is the name of the building, one's their menu, and then one is a big sign. So we'll have to take a look at how that pertains to.
I don't know. Affect us going forward.
As far as the building staying there, no, it should not.
Further discussion, comments, amendments on Action Memorandum 18-013. Okay, all of those in favor of Action Memorandum number 18-013, please say yes.
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 Those opposed, say no. Action Memorandum number 18-013 has been approved. Okay, the next item on our agenda is new business. Resolution number 18-008. I don't know if the council wants to take a break, or do you anticipate this next two items to be long, or do you want to forge ahead? What's your wishes?
Forge ahead.
Okay. Okay, the next item on the agenda is Resolution 18-008, amending the November 2011 Economic Development Strategic Plan. The wishes of the council, they want a report. We do not have a motion on the floor on this, do we?
That's correct, we do not.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Several months ago, when the chair of the Board of Economic Development presented his final report, he also provided the economic development update to the strategic plan, which is enclosed in the packet tonight as well. The BED worked on that project for about 7 months to come up with just not the entire plan, but just to replace the goals that were in there, update the goals, and they've added some new ones. So tonight, the council can either take action, amend those, or there is a scheduled joint meeting later in the year. Discuss tonight, take action later, depending on how much more input you want from the BED. But basically, it's just an update to the plan that's already been approved back in 2009. But the only update that's being provided are the updates to the goals.
Okay, what is the wishes of the council?
Move to approve.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved by Councilman LaFrance and seconded by Councilwoman Combs that resolution number 18-008 be approved. Discussion, amendments, questions, comments by the council. Okay. Alrighty. The motion before you is to approve resolution 18-008. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Those opposed say no. The yeses have it, and resolution 18-008 has been approved. The next item on our agenda is the Golden Heart Lifetime Achievement Award selection. We have one nominee. If anyone else would like to nominate someone, as you can see, we have done numerous ones in the past, so it's not restricted. So, what is the wishes of the council?
Move to accept the nomination.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved by Deputy Mayor Best and seconded by Councilman Fuller that the Golden Heart Lifetime Achievement Award selection for the person that has been nominated be accepted. Is there any further amendments, any further nominations?
Madam Mayor?
Okay. Yes, go ahead.
I would like to say that I think it's fitting that Ms. Combs is the only one that is being accepted, or at least at this time presented. I think what she has done in our community stands alone in itself. I think that she has been a stalwart of our community, and her participation within community events and different groups has been felt for many years.
Thank you. Further questions or comments, amendments by the council? Okay. I think we discussed this at our agenda setting meeting, right? And we were talking about having something on maybe a little bit more other than just presenting, you know, the proclamation, to do it at the end of the meeting and have some cake and some punch or something like that. So is there any objections from the council regarding that? So that will be done on our meeting when we have February 13th. So, okay. So all of those in favor of the nominations for the Golden Heart Lifetime Achievement Award, please say yes.
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 Those opposed say no. Okay, the Golden Heart Achievement Award then has been awarded for this year. Madam Clerk, a record of items placed on the table.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We do have a few items that were placed on the table. We have the speaking notes from Airport Advisory Commission Chair, sign diagrams, supplemented the wayfinding discussion. We had the city manager's report. He put forward the building report, and we had pictures supplementing all of the temporary structure AM discussions.
The next item on our agenda is audience participation. Anyone can come forth and address the council on any item, whether it's been on the agenda or not. And so with that, I will open audience participation. 3 minutes if you're representing yourself and 5 minutes if you're representing the group. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Tim Rocky. I'm here just to spread some more information. Had birthday lunch with Pat Lawton this afternoon.
Oh, good.
She's also celebrating her birthday, which is on the 1st. Mm-hmm. She's celebrating it on the 4th at the United Protestant Church.
Right.
At 11:30. She wanted me to let everyone and their brother and their mother know. So.
Okay, good.
Just trying to share some information.
Right. And on the 1st is from 11 to 1 at the seniors. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes, right. Yeah. So I will be attending that, and we will do some kind of award. But thank you for.
What's the time on the 4th?
11:30 to 1:30. And I think it is a church service as well as a potluck afterwards, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe right after church service is when the potluck starts.
Yeah. Anyone else that would like to come forth and talk to the council? Okay, seeing and hearing no one, I will close audience participation. And council member comments, we'll start with you, Councilman LaFrance.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. I would just like to thank you, send out a thank you to the folks who do serve on boards. And we have a few from the Airport Advisory Board here tonight. It is often a thankless job, but your work does mean a lot to the council. And I would put out a challenge to the Bureau of Economic or the Board of Economic Development. As I read their report, I like their goals. I like their vision for the city of Palmer. And I want to make sure that that gets translated into some kind of action. And so I worry about what Councilman Brad, Councilman Hansen identified earlier tonight as reports sitting on shelves. And I would challenge the boards to bring forth at least one item this year that's actionable, that comes to the city council, maybe with money attached to it, that we can start getting some of these things done. Because I think the goals identified are important, and we need to start taking action on them. And that is all.
Okay. Deputy Mayor Best.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I am the council's non-voting member on the Board of Economic Development. Mm-hmm. And there's been some robust discussion. The last meeting that we had, it was very, very much filled audience. Mm-hmm. And to hear some concerns of citizens, local businesses, I think the board is going to be having several discussions on things that will be affecting the city. And hopefully all voices are going to be able to be heard. And if there's concerns that the body has, I'll make sure to pass it down. But I've just been there listening and trying to give what I believe the council's perspective is on things, and making sure the caveat is that it is just my opinion of what the body is looking at, and to not try to direct the discussion too much. But it's I think you've got a good board sitting there right now, so I'm very, very interested to see where it goes.
Okay. Councilman Hansen?
On my side,
Ron. Okay. Councilman Fuller?
No, I'd like to echo Councilman LaFrance on that. We need to be more action and less doggone, generate another report and put it on a shelf. I'd also like to echo Deputy Mayor Best. I went to that meeting that night. A lot of great ideas, and I think that the city does need to start commodifying a lot of the spaces they have. I think Ms. Copenberg brought it up that we're giving away a lot of stuff here in town that basically, if you compare it to any other place like the State Fair or other places that you have to pay money for, we're just giving it away. And I think that needs to be addressed.
Councilman Combs?
My only comments tonight, I just wanted to pile some praise on Public Works. I saw them out taking down Christmas on a very cold, disgusting, windy day in Palmer, and Palmer looked amazing throughout the holidays, so it was sad to see it all come down, but they did it in a very timely fashion, so thank you.
Mm-hmm. And with that, the City Council meeting is adjourned.